The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Before we get into all of that, I want to talk about public transport because on average, Irish Rail last year received about 12 complaints every single day via their antisocial behaviour text alert service. These ranged from reports of parents doing cocaine on board the train with their parent, with their children present rather, to other passengers engaging in sexual acts openly in between the carriages. Sarah Madden, our reporter, has taken to the streets of Dublin to ask people their own experiences of public transport.
Yeah, like twice actually I've been in a situation that I was harassed. One with my friend, just a small group of like youths, if you like. And they did. They absolutely like roared at us and screamed at us, called us names and all this kind of stuff. They were targeting my friend because she looks a certain way. Yeah, we were just minding our own business. We were heading into the George. They were just like shouting homophobic slur and slander at her, which was awful. Yeah. Have you ever seen anyone misbehaving on public transport?
A few times I did. Young lads fighting, taking out weapons.
Taking out weapons on the Dart?
Yep, like sticks, knives, you name it.
There was a young guy, a teenager, and he was abusing the bus driver, and then he decided to pour his bottle of Coke all over the bus driver through the door.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was horrible.
What was the reaction from everybody on the bus?
Everyone was just silent and kind of frightened. Yeah, he was really, shouting abuse. It wasn't nice.
I did actually see someone once shooting up heroin. That's probably the worst of what I've seen. Nothing too intense.
Well, the heroin sounds pretty intense to me.
Well, yes, the heroin was intense.
I was on the bus one of the days, and I don't know if they can see this, but I'm a black person.
Yes.
And they played racist music on the bus. As soon as I entered, slave songs with whip sounds being played, and they have an app on the phone called the Whip app, and they would like make that motion towards me, you know?
Oh my
Things
God.
Like that. Yeah, like it happened to me, but I couldn't do it because these were kids. It's not a good experience.
Yeah, God, not a good experience at all. Those people sharing their stories with our own Sarah Madden. Jason Cullen from the Dublin Commuter Coalition is with me. Jason, is this an issue that's getting better or worse? Pretty much the same?
It's getting worse. The NTA published their report a couple of months ago. This is the first report that they've done that uses the same questions across all modes of public transportation, and it's seen not only is the rate of antisocial behaviour going up in terms of reporting, but also, in fact, Irish Rail represents almost 50% of the levels of antisocial behaviour reports that are happening on public transport.
Okay, so Irish Rail, it's much more likely to happen on, or certainly maybe people are more likely to report it. I wonder is that, I mean, there could be any number of reasons for it. The longer journeys could be one of it. Maybe you think when you're on the Lewis of the bus, I'm getting off at the next stop anyway. You know, I can just endure this for two more minutes.
Certainly. I mean, Irish Rail does represent the entirety of the network that runs nationally. So there is quite a distance between stops, particularly on the commuter routes. But certainly the trains are seen as a little bit more lawless maybe than other types of public service. You have that interaction with a bus driver when you get on the bus. On the Lewis, the driver of the Lewis is within the carriage kind of with the glass door. So you're never really far away from that authority figure on those transport. But on your trains, your driver is quite far away and security is far less prevalent as well. And on top of that, you don't generally have staffed stations on public transport, on the train network. So you don't really have that reinforcement as a passenger that there is an authoritative presence there.
Oh, okay. And the flip side of that, if the person who might be doing these type of things, this misbehaviour, they might be less likely to do it on the bus or on the Lewis because they see someone of authority so close by.
Yeah, absolutely. And the passenger turnover rate on the Lewis and on the bus is far more frequent as opposed to the Dart. And I mean, you heard it from your report there. It's quite prevalent. I've personally witnessed quite a bit, probably more significantly on trains than maybe on the other forms of
what sort of stuff?
I've personally seen one individual reach into their sock and pull out a very large portion of small white baggies and sort of count them up and then put that away and pull out of their other sock a larger wads of cash and start counting that out on the seat in front of them on the train.
it beggars belief on some level that people would do it so openly.
Yeah.
But they must feel utterly immune to prosecution to do it so openly.
Yeah, it's the fact that there doesn't seem to be any risk in what they're doing, and that's why it's so brazen. There is, as I said, if you don't have security physically on your carriage, they could be even further down the train, then you can, if you are someone interested or willing to do antisocial behaviour of that nature, you're much more likely to do it or feel comfortable doing it when there's no authority around.
Megan Scully, the broadcaster, is with us as well, who's a regular train user. Megan, do you see this type of thing? Is this a bugbear of yours? Is it more kind of etiquette than antisocial behaviour? What's the issue?
I have to say, just even listening to some of the people that Sarah spoke to, I'm actually quite horrified to hear what people have experienced. Now, I have to say, I have maybe been quite lucky. I don't know if it is luck you'd call it, that on the train that I get from Galway to Dublin, I haven't seen as much antisocial behaviour, but I've certainly noticed etiquette on public transport is just seems to have disappeared. It's like people playing, you know, music out in their phones or watching TikToks and just leaving the volume up really loud, and people having really kind of aggressive conversations on the phone or to each other. And like oftentimes when I'm on the train, I'm on the laptop and I usually have either a podcast or I listen to the radio or something in my ears, and I can still hear all that's taking place. But it's interesting there, just listening to Jason, what you're saying about, you know, not having enough security around. Like I often sometimes will only see one member of Euronews Éireann when I'm on the train, and that'll be checked, do I have a ticket? I do think there is a lack of presence on the trains, and sometimes it's just someone I think walking through would make a difference. But also they should be having something out on the intercom, because, you know, they're always announcing the stations and whatnot, but why not have someone coming on every so often saying, you know, please don't play music out loud, you know, think of others on the train. I think something at least could help.
There are regular conversations about the need for more security on public transport, and there's this kind of battle about what form that should take, whether it should be a dedicated unit within An Garda Síochána or it should be something else. And one wonders, Jason, whether, you know, until you get to that point, you just put in a stopgap measure and, you know, Irish Rail hire people like they do on the Lewis to just walk up and down the train. Yes, they mightn't have the powers of arrest and all of that. They're not quite what people would want in an ideal world, but we don't live in an ideal world. And if they were just walking up and down, it might stop some of this stuff.
Yeah, well, Dublin Bus are running a trial themselves on their routes with exactly that type of customer engagement aspect to transport security, and that they don't have the powers to arrest, but they have the powers to ask people to be a bit more considerate to the passengers around them. And that would certainly help. But there are cultural things that we can do, and Euronews Éireann can do, to maybe sort of lower the tone on some issues, like creating a quiet carriage, for example, on board Darts, picking, you know, the first or the last carriage, whatever might be appropriate, would culturally let people know that that particular carriage is the one where noise should be kept to a minimum. That will almost reduce or eliminate a lot of the kind of noise complaints that you might see on board rail. On top of that, bringing back things like the food service, a trolley service on board commuter trains, that is a physical presence on board that doesn't necessarily have to be security, but is someone that's present that could report back and make people feel like there's, you know, eyes on the carriage.
Forget the guards at the security service, as one listener, just tell them, you know, their mother. Cameras, you need them everywhere, is the suggestion from somebody else. And there's no repercussions to behaving badly. That's the issue. Of course, people are acting like Muppets. The assessment of somebody else listening to the conversation. People just don't care. Nobody cares about anyone else, and it's only going to get worse. Megan, do you ever confront people on the train?
Oh, absolutely not. But in my head I do, but I'm very typical of going, complaining internally. I'd be too nervous to speak up to someone because I'd be afraid of, like that, in case I say something to the wrong, you know, the wrong thing or something to the wrong person and something would happen. So no, I just sit there kind of just annoyed at myself. But I only realised about this number that you can text to train, and I definitely will be saving that into my phone. But I do think as well, it's all there about the trolley, and it's funny, it's the one thing I miss every single time on the train. And again, internally, I give out that there's no trolley. And I do think something like, I know it sounds bizarre, but like people having a cup of tea and having a sandwich or some crisps or chocolate, it might actually deter people because, you know, give them something else to do, keep them distracted. And as Jason said, it's an extra person going through, kind of keeping an eye on things.
The trolley to Dublin train is abysmal, says somebody. Every morning, people under the influence, wearing pyjamas, they're getting on, they're smoking, drinking, openly speaking about drugs, harassing passengers to use their phone, etc. The last time I went on, I was on the quiet carriage, but people didn't respect the fact it was supposed to be quiet. An absolute pain. The behaviour on trains by some of the youths is just another example of young folk doing anything because they just want to. And I live in Malaga. The maddest thing I've seen on the trains here was two people saying, grace before they ate a sandwich, says somebody. So things sound a lot more serene and sedate on the trains in the south of Spain, at least. Jason, that issue of kind of confronting people, it's easy to suggest you do it, but I wonder, is the reluctance to confront people, maybe it's a cultural thing, but maybe as well it's a manifestation of the lack of security, because people might be worried, as Megan says there, that it kicks off and then you're on this train and you're hurtling between two stops. You're a long way from the next one and there's nobody around to help you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't encourage people to start engaging with those who are already involved in antisocial behaviour to go up and confront them, because it could put you in a position of risk, not only on board the train, but perhaps you get off at the same stop as this individual. Now you're outside of the realms of CCTV camera protection as well and could be followed on your way home. So it is a huge risk to try and put that expectation on individuals to go and engage.
Is there low-level stuff, though, we should be more confident confronting people over? The TikToks. The TikToks out loud.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to say yes, but you really never know who you're going to be, having that conversation with. Some people might be doing it absentmindedly, but there is a risk involved there for people to do that. Ideally, it should come from the drivers of the particular form of public transport, or indeed some form of customer agent that's there to not so much keep the peace, but at least keep the culture of considerate travel.
Megan, would you be more likely to, I'm not saying you're going to confront any of those people on the Tralee to Dublin train who are smoking and drinking and taking drugs and what have you, but if somebody was messing around on their phone and they had the volume up, would you be more likely to confront them if you knew there was security on the train?
Yeah, I think I would, but also if I saw security coming, I actually would pull them aside and say, look, can you say something down there? And that's like sometimes when I'm on a train and I am witnessing that, or, you know, having someone who's like playing disruptive sounds on their phone, I often would actually call the ticketed person over and just say, look, would you mind saying to them? Because I actually would myself be kind of nervous to confront someone. Now, then saying that, when I lived in London, you didn't break any rules on the tube, because people in the underground are very quick to tell you if you're like messing or doing something wrong. And like, they're very fast. They look, turn that down, you know, move out of the way. And there's no kind of nervousness over there when it comes to etiquette or anything, but they're very fast to put you back in your place. So maybe we need to just get a bit more, not confrontational, because that's probably not the right word, but again, it does come down to safety and security. Like, I was even thinking, when I used to go on the train, obviously you mentioned I'd bring my laptop, work away, and I'd go to the bathroom, not a bother, leave everything behind me. Whereas I do notice now in the last while that I actually make sure to bring like my most valued possessions with me to the toilet, because I wouldn't feel comfortable leaving them there because I'd be afraid someone could swipe something.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I've had that experience as well on the tube, Jason, and where people were messing and they were called out on it. But they're called out on it almost en masse. Lots of people do it. And that's the other fear we have. And we heard it in that Vox Pop from Sarah Madden. Somebody talked about, you know, Coke getting poured in on top of the driver. Mm-hmm. And everybody just sat there in silence. And your fear is not only that there's no security, but that you'll pipe up and everybody else will kind of put their head down and nobody will support you.
Yeah, we've seen it in the past here that's happened. You know, people have phones and they're happy to film these things, and you see one or maybe two people get up to try and start a confrontation. Culturally, in certain countries, it's a bit more socially acceptable for the mass to kind of come in and keep those in line. And there are good things and bad things to that. Culturally, we should be striving towards a society where people just don't in the first place, you know, be confrontational in that sense, that they're not disrupting other people's journeys. It's on each individual person to ensure that the entirety of the journey is safe and pleasurable for people to get to and from where they're going.
Anne-Marie says, why can't every carriage be quiet as the default and one or two designated as loud, so all the people who won't use headphones or like to conduct loud conversations could all hang out there in a cacophony of noisy hell? So says Anne-Marie. Another listener says, the CCTV in the trains doesn't work or isn't switched on. I was attacked once on the train. I requested CCTV footage from Irish Rail to be told it wasn't working. What an absolute joke, says somebody else. On a lighter note, before we wrap things up, Jason, what would you do if you won €250 million?
I mean, I'd probably start building trains, but I'm a bit of a nerd in that capacity.
You're hiring private security.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like most people, I'd buy a house and retire and go on a nice holiday.
Oh, nice. Megan, what would you do?
Well, Would you believe I've already had this conversation this morning? So I would probably get straight to the airport and fly somewhere really bougie and exotic where I'm kind of like on a lovely sandy beach, possibly an island away from everyone. And then I'd kind of plan how exactly I'd spend it. But then I'd come home and I'd buy a farm and I'd build the most incredible micro farm. Now, I don't want a big, huge farm, and have all the animals around me. I want to get a few horses and just kind of live a happy life of retirement on my farm.
Oh, you say that with 250 million, I tell you, you'd be up there with the Magners buying land all over the country. Kieran, if I won 250 million quid, I'd definitely get one of those fancy Japanese toilets, the one that washes and dries you after you've done your business. And I'd leave the immersion on for a week, they say. Oh my God, heaven forbid.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.